Snow flurry. It was an evening much like the one in this painting, a snowy night in the dead of winter. My friend and I were bundled in layers upon layers of wool, protecting our skin from unsolicited kisses from the frozen wind. My friend and her family follow an old English tradition called orchard wassailing. To make a long explanation short, we hike out to the family's apple orchard in the middle of winter and proceed to bless the trees with promise of apple blossoms in the spring. I've only taken part in this tradition for a few years in a row because, to be completely frank, I just wanted to hang out with my friend and drink apple cider for the whole night. I remember this year quite vividly. It was below zero. I may have been wearing at least two pairs of snow pants and a giant wool trench coat over top of God knows how many layers of clothing underneath. But hey, that's a regular Michigan winter for you. The snow was up to our knees as we hiked across the giant field that seemed to have stretched on as far as the eye could see. By the time we arrived at the orchard, my friend and I, who were about 14 at the time, were really over this whole thing. We just wanted to go back to the house, sit by the fire. So of course, as responsible teenagers, we didn't alert anyone of our whereabouts and headed back across the trail to the cars. We were probably babbling about something ridiculous like Dogman while sitting in a snowbank at the dead end of a street. As we were talking, we both noticed this old, rickety truck heading down the road towards us. We weren't too alarmed, since there was a house right across the road from where we were sitting, so we assumed that the car was just turning in there. But the old truck approached us. Keep in mind that we were sitting at the very dead end of a road. The truck suddenly turned around and parked. I remember my breath getting caught in my throat as the engine of that sketchy truck went silent. My anxiety instantly went through the roof, and I grabbed my friend's mitten-covered hand as we both bolted into the woods. We both thought that for sure we were going to get kidnapped. Why else would this old truck instantly stop after seeing two young, vulnerable teenage girls sitting at the side of the road at the middle of the night in this snowstorm? Knee-deep in snow, we ran into the woods as far as we could. I was crying, having the worst panic attack of my 14-year-old life. My friend tried to calm me down. Of course I wasn't going to calm down. First of all, I thought we were going to get kidnapped. Second of all, the tears streaming down my face were literally starting to freeze to my cheeks, and it was very unpleasant. We approached the house. The lights were on, so it was obvious that the people were home. "Let's go hide behind the house," my friend whispered to me. No. What if they shoot us?" I instantly replied, for some reason drawing the conclusion that they would either think that we were criminals trying to break into their house and shoot us, or they would think that we're animals and shoot us. Either way, the outcome in my mind wasn't going to be very good. Instead, my friend grabbed my arm, and we tried to walk up to the front door as calmly as possible. When she knocked, I heard dogs bark, and I knew this wasn't going to be good. Who knows who or what could be dwelling inside? To my relief, it was only a sweet old couple. They instantly saw us, either assumed we were lost or saw my tears and assumed that something was wrong. They let us come inside and provided us with hospitality for the next 20 minutes. My friend explained the situation and I tried to collect myself and calm down after that vicious panic attack. Once I finally got my heart rate steady, they offered to drive us home. When we stepped back inside my friend's house, everyone ran towards us and asked us where we were and what happened because they were looking for us for hours and we were absolutely nowhere to be found. Here's a lesson, kids. When you're 14, you're still a kid. Don't just run off on your own without telling people what's going on, because situations like almost getting kidnapped or shot could happen. We could have died and no one would have known where we were. But perhaps dying is a bit too extreme. Turns out that scary truck belonged to a family friend of ours, and they were simply late to the hike. So truly, there was absolutely no danger at all. For the rest of the night, we may or may not have been made fun of by the adults for making such a big scene out of what happened. We finished the night off drinking apple cider in the protection of the heat from the fireplace as the night faded further into darkness.